Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 1. From the knowledge economy to the human economy. Over the course of the 20th century, the mature economies of the world evolved from being industrial economies to knowledge economies. Now we are at another watershed moment, transitioning to human economies, and the shift has profound implications for management. Economies get labelled according to the work people predominantly do in them. The industrial economy replaced the agrarian economy when people left farms for factories. Then the knowledge economy pulled them from factories to office buildings. When that happened, the way workers added value changed too. Instead of leveraging their brawn, companies capitalized on their brains. No longer hired hands, they were hired heads. In the human economy, the most valuable workers will be hired hearts. The know-how and analytic skills that made them indispensable in the knowledge economy no longer give them an advantage over increasingly intelligent machines. But they will still bring to their work essential traits that can't be and won't be programmed into software, like creativity, passion, character, and collaborative spirit, their humanity, in other words. The ability to leverage these strengths will be the source of one organization's superiority over another. As an example of a company successfully offering humanity, consider this story. Mark Dickinson was trying to catch a flight after receiving the terrible news that his grandson had died. But when he arrived at LAX 2 hours ahead of his departure time and saw the length of the lines, he realized he'd never make it through security in time. No one was willing to make an exception to the rules and let him jump the line. So he endured the wait and, sure enough, arrived at the gate 12 minutes after departure time. But there stood the pilot, who greeted him as he came running up, shoeless. An agent at the Southwest counter must have believed his plight and passed the word, because the pilot had held the plane. He told Dickinson, "They can't go anywhere without me, and I wasn't going anywhere without you." Of course, the decision was the right one, but it was one that only a human could make, and only would make, in an organization that didn't punish it. The key here is that the pilot had the confidence that, even in an organization highly focused on achieving timely departures, he would not likely be penalized for making the judgment call. He had that confidence because he knew it was consistent with Southwest's well-established values. The pilot's act of humanity was enabled by a kind of operating system laid down by the company's management. A company may launch a well-intentioned initiative to flatten its hierarchy. However, if it operates in a culture where fear of making mistakes is paramount, junior employees will likely seek out senior employees' approval before making important decisions. The management community knows on some deep level that humanity is important to enterprise success. In hiring, a recent study of over 1,000 CEOs indicates that above all, they seek candidates who are collaborative, communicative, creative, and flexible. Elite business schools now offer soft skills courses, ranging from the art of giving feedback to the practice of meditation. Companies are trying to outcompete by branding themselves as human. Chevron is the human energy company, and Cisco, the human network. So much so that Ad Age has proclaimed human the newest marketing buzzword.